Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, it's 100 today. It just is. You know, I'm waiting to catch that snapshot of the TV, you know, the 7 day, where it's all 100 across there, and it's pretty much been like 199. It's ruining my picture for me, but I'm not asking for it. It's horrible. Joining us now, we have Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. So, welcome back.
Well, we have a great story for you this week about the Miracle League in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
That is such a great amenity for our community. In Tucker Point Park, they have an adaptive field with a rubberized base, and it's kind of smaller than a regular baseball field, and it's for the Miracle League. And the Miracle League is for people who have disabilities so that they can get out there and play baseball, and their parents can get together and form a community, and it is so fun. And they're going to have registration right now for the next season coming up. And so they're trying to get the word out there because a lot of people don't know about it. And this is the only one that they have in Santa Rosa County. So people do come from all over the county to participate. And so anyone age 4 on up can play, be part of a team. They have a minor league. They have a major league. You know, and just be out there and have fun. They can be like a hero for, you know, while they're on the field and everyone's cheering them on, and it's just a great opportunity for people. Everyone, typical people and disabled people, they all get an opportunity to have a great time together, enjoying each other's company and having fun.
It's great. They've got that you know, up in Pensacola, they've got that one field on 9 Mile off to the side of all the other ones. I mean, it's universally, this is a very, very good thing. Of course, Pensacola, not that long ago now, you know, opened up the skate park, and we've already got to move on to put another skate park down the way on the island on Pensacola Beach at the kind of in the middle of the what's now the like roller rink backyard of the church there across from the fire station, right?
It's right in that vicinity, yes. And so John Schell, he is the one who was the driving force behind the one in Pensacola. He has been floating the idea, and they, we put something on our Facebook page asking whether people would support it, and we got just a huge response. People do want to have more amenities. You know, the beach has a lot of people who live out there, you know, year-round, and they want more things for the for their kids to do as well. I mean, it's not like you don't have anything to do because you've got the beach. Of course, that's fantastic, but they want to have something like a skate park, and so they are really looking forward to making it happen at Cowley Park on Pensacola Beach. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes because it looks like Robert Bender, the county commissioner, he is you know, working with them, hoping to find a way to make it all happen.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, it's sort of every vicinity, every region around here would then really have a skate park or at least, you know, one relatively close by. Gulf Breeze, a lot of the tax collections are coming from the Gulf Breeze area. Is that right? Because of property values, I assume?
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. We are looking at the final, they're finalizing the budget for the county. And so they're going to be doing that September the 5th in Milton for the 2024. And they do have $14.2 million in increased revenues for this year. And they did say that Gulf Breeze's District 5 is bringing the most collections at $24 million. So I'm thinking, you know, that sounds pretty good. You know, sometimes I feel like in Gulf Breeze, you know, the representation of, you know, the North End, because you've got so many commissioners up there, that Gulf Breeze doesn't really get as much attention.
Yeah.
Not saying that they're not doing it, but we only have one commissioner.
Well, and because it's incorporated. I mean, you know, I can see because, you know, the city takes care of a lot of that stuff. And so it's pretty much, you know, what's going on in Tiger Point, right? That's kind of the more of the, I can see that sense, right?
Yeah, it does seem like, you know, there's a, because of the geographical area, it looks like sometimes, you know, people just kind of forget about, you know, the other part of the county. But, yeah, Gulf Breeze does, you know, put in a lot of money into the county. I think we need, you know, maybe to get some more of that back. But they also are making, they're the second highest producer of bed tax or sales taxes as well.
Right.
So that's, I guess probably Navarre Beach is number one, and then Gulf Breeze is second.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're talking to Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hang on for just a second. Lisa, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays, except for I-10 eastbound between Harold and Holt. There was a vehicle fire this morning. One lane was closed down. I think it's still closed down, moving very, very slow in that area, but it is moving. Berry Hill and Whisper Creek in Milton showing an accident. It's been cleared. Same with Blue Angel and Pine Forest Road. W Street in Fairfield showing an accident, but I think that's been moved to the median. That's not showing a slowdown either. Except afterwards, where once you pass the Waterfront Rescue Mission thrift store, as you're heading east just by the Sheriff's Substation, of course, they're working on that one lane. So a little slow in that area. Oriole Beach Road and Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze showing an accident, but not a roadblock. 437-1620, texting your traffic tips if you got them. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell at the Gulf Breeze News. You guys also have a story today about the delay in a decision about a lift station. Is that right?
Yeah, so the Eventide subdivision, which is a gated community kind of behind the Live Oak Shopping Center,
okay.
Well, they need a new lift station, and it's going to be about $500,000. But there's only 12 homes back there, so the city is kind of going to wait on this. It's just such a expensive thing to benefit only 12 people.
Yeah.
And there is some pushback from some of the council members who said, you know, that instead of the tax dollars footing the bill, you know, they want to look at what they've done with other places, such as sharing some of the costs, you know, some of the assessment. So right now there is no decision, but they will be talking about that a little bit further.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can kind of see why there would be two sides on that question. And then, of course, the big and very sad news of the week is we lost Commissioner Don Salter on Sunday, right?
Yeah, there's been a whole lot of tributes coming in. That's the good news. But Don Salter, you know, when you look back at all that he did for this county, he was county commissioner for a long time. He did so much to advance the military mission in this area, to protect the land surrounding Whiting Field, to create the Veterans Park. He was a great force for Santa Rosa County, and he did a lot to shape it as to what it is today. So lots and lots of people are you know, giving tributes to what he did, and of course mourning his passing as well.
Right, most definitely. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and you can find it anywhere in Gulf Breeze. Lisa, as always, thank you for what you do, keeping us informed, and for talking with us every Thursday morning. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great. Have a great week, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you you might notice, okay, it's very common that as your parents, it could be a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, but it's typically your parents, that as they get a little bit older, they start to change a little bit. You know, people get older and they change, and then they maybe have a little bit of difficulty with, you know, ordinary activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, cooking, cleaning, vacuuming, that kind of stuff. And maybe you're helping a lot. Maybe you're not helping much, but you notice things are kind of getting behind and you realize they need more help, okay, or they need more help than you can give. And that's why you talk to John Horton at Assisted Living Locators, because he can help you figure out what really is the right level of need for your loved ones and how can they have the most independence possible. That's what assisted living is all about. And once you make that decision, if you do, then which place, because there are like 30 of them locally, how do you pick amongst them? Well, that's challenging, but that's where his expertise comes to play. And there's no cost to talk to him and use his service whatsoever. 712-0887 for Assisted Living Locators. Call John Horton today.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It just doesn't matter! 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 It just doesn't matter!
Oh, Nikki, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Nikki! Hey, Nikki!
Oh, wait, what? Let's be honest with the American people and say it will take 60 Senate votes. It will take a majority of the House. So in order to do that, let's find consensus. Can't we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Can't we all agree that we should encourage adoptions? Can't we all agree that doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them? Can't we all agree that contraception should be available? And can't we all agree that we are not going to put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty if she gets an abortion? Let's treat this like a respectful issue that it is, and humanize the situation and stop demonizing the situation.
So it's a very interesting position for her to take. Again, kind of the pragmatist position of what can really be done at the federal level. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former ambassador to the UN under President Trump. And then, of course, you know, the same question about this topic comes up with Governor DeSantis.
I believe in a culture of life. I was proud to sign the heartbeat bill. I remember one of the most impactful moments of my life was when I heard the heartbeat of my oldest daughter in my wife's womb, and then saw the sonograms of all three of my kids. What the Democrats are trying to do on this issue is wrong, to allow abortion all the way up to the moment of birth.
And I agree with that. But again, it was one of those, like, he was asked the question, would you sign a 6-week abortion ban or any abortion ban federally? And he just didn't really answer that question. It was kind of a pattern for the governor last night, Mike Pence.
To be honest with you, Nikki, you're my friend, but consensus is the opposite of leadership. When the Supreme Court returned this question to the American people, they didn't just send it to the states only. It's not a states only issue, it's a moral issue. And I promise you, as president of the United States, the American people will have a champion for life in the Oval Office. Can't we have a minimum standard in every state in the nation that says when a baby is capable of feeling pain, an abortion cannot be allowed? A 15-week ban is an idea whose time has come. It's supported by 70% of the American people.
Okay, but, and that's true, but as Nikki Haley responded,
it is in the hands of the people, and that's where it should be. But when you're talking about a federal ban, be honest with the American people. We haven't had 45 pro-life senators in over 100 years. So no Republican president can ban abortions any more than a Democrat president could ban all those state laws. Don't make women feel like they have to decide on this issue when you know we don't have 60 Senate votes in the House.
70% of the American people support legislation to ban abortion after a baby is capable of experiencing pain. It's just going to take leadership.
Hold on.
70% of the Senate does not. You have to be honest with the American people.
We have to have a 15-week limit.
Yeah, and right at the end there, you had Tim Scott say that we need to have a 15-week limit. I thought she's right as a practical matter. And also, you know, as the issue of what pro-lifers have said all along about where this decision should be made. But no, it's you got to be able to get it through the Senate. And the Republicans don't even have a majority in the Senate, right? Let alone having 60 to break a filibuster. 437-1620, your thoughts on the debate last night. We'll come back to this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look at our roads, it looks like everything's been moved off to the side. We are still watching that slowdown I-10 eastbound, although it's shorter and shorter now. Still slow moving through Harold and Holt I-10 eastbound after a vehicle fire pushed everything into one lane earlier this morning. 437-1620, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, Doug Burgum, who I have said many times today, I thought, you know, he had a great showing compared to he was expected, not at all. You know, like he was, you know, nobody knew. I didn't know who he was until he was in this race. And even until I watched him last night, I didn't know anything about him other than being, you know, the governor of North Dakota or whatever. But I really respected his answer on the subject last night. I mean, it's the kind of thing I've said many times, basically.
We should not have a federal abortion ban. We should not. And the reason why we shouldn't is very simple. It's the 10th Amendment in the Constitution. In the Constitution, which the states created the federal government, not the other way around, it says that there were certain duties allowed to the federal government delegated to them by the states. The rest are left to the states, or importantly, or to the people. We need to get back to freedom and liberty for the people in this country. And we can't have Republicans who fight for 50 years for this great cause
and
to return it back to the states. And then the next day they turn around and go, no, the feds should do that, because the feds are stepping into people's lives. They're stepping into people's businesses over and over. If we say that the feds should be in on this one, where do we stop? I say that we follow the Constitution and this is returned to the states. This is where it should be.
But Governor Burgum, right. You signed a six-week ban. Time out. You signed a six-week ban.
Yeah, but signing the six-week ban in his own state is a completely different proposition from believing that the federal government should have a nationwide abortion ban. That's the whole point that he's getting at, which Brett Baer kind of followed up on this. But no, that's right. Like for 50 years, you can't say this should be a state's issue because it's not in the Constitution and the Supreme Court got it wrong in Roe and Planned Parenthood and everything else. But then all of a sudden we win in the Supreme Court and now you want to turn around and follow up that win with a national amendment? That's hypocrisy. I'm not saying there's no justification at all, because there is the whole life concept built into the several of the amendments, but pro-life advocates for years have been saying the federal role is nothing in this regard, right? And now all of a sudden you want to turn back and make it a federal issue. He's right about that. You can't, you know, I would be a hypocrite if I came on this show and said, you know, well, now that we've got the, you know, Roe's been struck down, I mean, now what we ought to be pushing for is a federal limit. Even if 70% of the people agree with it, that doesn't mean that it's within the Constitution. And certainly we don't have the political power, as Nikki Haley is pointing out. Nevertheless, Tim Scott will give him the last word on this.
We cannot let states like California, New York, and Illinois have abortions on demand up until the day of birth. That is immoral. It is unethical. It is wrong. We must have a president of the United States who will advocate and fight for, at the minimum, a 15-week limit.
I agree with him philosophically. Show me the constitutional mandate for it. That's the problem. That's what states' rights means, is that other states are going to do things that you can't stand if they haven't granted away that power to the federal government. David Wayne is in the newsroom. Sorry, David, I kind of shortened your news here for a second. Go ahead.
That is all right. Extra security precautions are underway in Georgia at the Fulton County Jail. Donald Trump planning to surrender here later on this afternoon. The state of Alaska monitoring Japan's release of treated radioactive wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Japan releasing the wastewater into the Pacific Ocean this morning. And sad news today, pro wrestling legend Terry Funk has died at 79. That news confirmed by WWE today, one of the industry pioneers, grappling with Nature Boy Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, Mick Foley, all of them over the years, passed away at 79 today.
All right. Hey, by the way, I have a pair of tickets to Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be playing at the Sanger Theater August 27th. You can win if you're caller number 2 right now.
437-1620.
I'm Therese Crowley. The debate dog pile landed on newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy last night at the first presidential debate on Fox. Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Nikki Haley lashing him for inexperience and his lack of support for Ukraine and Israel.
Under your watch, so you will make America less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the pointless wars you've gotten into.
But afterwards, the youngest candidate expecting to break out in the polls for his vision to move on.
This is my first time in a political debate, and I am thrilled with how it came out. We overexceeded my expectation.
Ron DeSantis at center stage held his own, but who can take voters from the undisputed frontrunner Donald Trump, who is the elephant not in the room? Trump planning to surrender later today in the Fulton County Jail in Georgia for election-related charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 85 degrees here in Pensacola. The girlfriend of the man accused in Tierra Binion's murder at Mugs and Jugs Bar yesterday on Scenic Highway, the girlfriend of the suspect in that murder has now been arrested on a battery charge related to the incident. 23-year-old Rachel DeRise was booked into the Escambia County Jail this morning, released on $15,000 bond. Deputies say she is the girlfriend of 25-year-old Christian Ketchup. That's the man that allegedly shot Tierra Binion 6 to 7 times in a bar parking lot yesterday.
The two are fighting. He blindsides the victim in this case, knocking her to the ground and potentially unconscious. And then he pulls a weapon for no reason. And then he shoots at her multiple times and ends up killing her while she lay, again, in the parking lot of the bar.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons tells Channel 3 that Christian Ketchup fired 7 rounds at Tierra Binion, who had reportedly been fighting with his girlfriend. Binion was a 25-year-old mother of twins who just recently started working at Seville Quarter. Yesterday, her friends and family gathered at Wahoo Stadium for a candlelight vigil. The area's continuum of care to address homelessness, planning to put together a governance board. That was a recommendation made earlier this year by federal homeless expert Dr. Joe Savage. Mayor D.C. Reeves and Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno sent a letter to Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, which included some recommendations that could be on the committee that creates the governance structure for the board.
Since this will be a governmental board, that's not just city and county, that's other key players, key organizations in reducing homelessness in our community. So at the end of the day, I imagine that a lot of the decision making will rest with Opening Doors and their board, but we didn't want to sit silent and not try to be active and helpful.
And some of the suggestions for that committee: Chandra Smiley, the CEO of Community Health Northwest Florida, Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, City Council Member Allison Patton, and Ronnie Rivera, a neighborhood specialist at the sheriff's office. Firefighters from Escambia County and the Florida Forestry Service spent a lot of yesterday containing a big brush fire in Beulah. County spokesman Davis Wood says the fire quickly spread from 2 acres to 6 acres before it was finally contained.
We did send out an Everbridge community alert to the residents in that area to make them aware of what's going on and that this fire is being addressed. And we did not authorize any evacuation orders or anything like that. Crews, for the most part, managed to keep flames away from structures.
And Wood said that EMS crews were on scene, mainly in case any firefighters had trouble with heat exposure, but ultimately no injuries were reported, no damage to any structures as well. A woman has died after being struck by lightning yesterday in Pinellas County. That happened last night in Clearwater, and police say a 73-year-old woman was found dead on a sidewalk inside of a condo complex there. Homeowners getting a few more insurance options to choose from. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announced this week that it's approved 2 more companies to offer property and casualty insurance in the state. Those companies are Orion 180 Select Insurance Company and Orion 180 Insurance Company. The agency says these are the third and fourth companies approved to operate in the state since lawmakers approved changes to promote market stability last year. It's 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
First off, congratulations to Donna Spiegel, who's going to be shaking her booty at KC and the Sunshine Band. That happens this Sunday. Listen for your chance to win tickets on News Radio 92.3. It looks like I-10 eastbound, the one thing that I've been watching all morning between Harold and Holt, like if you're on your way to Crestview, this is eastbound I-10, still down to one lane after a vehicle fire this morning. It is moving. It's just moving real slow. Looks like 90 is clear, though. Not showing any problems there. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, of course, just send it in. Text it in if you would at 437-1620. This is brought to you by Total Wine and More. With so many bottles to choose from, there's always something new to try at Total Wine and More, like Prosecco for under $8 and a French Rosé for under $7. Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly and be 21. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a very hot and humid day today. Temperatures near 97 degrees for your high. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Stay warm for Friday with a high near 98 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
Hey, if you're 64, getting ready to turn 65, that's the next number, by the way, that means that you're going to go over onto Medicare, right? So things are going to change for you. If you've done insurance this certain way your whole life, probably, then you're going to switch. And, you know, you might create a little bit of apprehension, uncertainty. What does this mean? What is Advantage? What is Supplement? What is Medicare? What is Medicaid? Are they different? You know, you might not know, and that's okay. That's why you call my friend Ricky Stewart, because she does this slice of the insurance market. Her whole family does insurance for years and years. She does this part where she helps you get converted over onto Medicare, and she can answer your questions and solve these problems for you. It's just very straightforward, and she is such a sweetheart. She really is. Look her up on Google, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call, 341-2185.
Get ready to get down with the legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band. Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Booty.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Your money now. The market is up slightly this morning. The Dow's up 2787 at 34,585. The S&P 500 up 10.04 at 44,4605. The NASDAQ up 36.34, 13,757.37 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.22%. Gold prices are down $6.30 at $1,941.80. Silver prices at $24.26 this morning. And crypto, Bitcoin down $268.49 today at $26,345.65. Two founders of a massive cryptocurrency company have been charged with laundering hundreds of millions of dollars for North Korean hackers. A federal indictment unsealed yesterday reveals the charges against Roman Semenov, a Russian national, and Roman Storm from Washington State here in the U.S. The two co-founded Tornado Cash, a crypto mixer that protects user privacy by obscuring the origins of crypto transactions. Claims for unemployment benefits down for the second week in a row. The Department of Labor says the number of first-time claims last week was 230,000, 10,000 less than the previous week. And the Department of Justice charging 371 people over offenses connected to an alleged theft of more than $800 million in COVID aid. A press release says that out of those, 371,119 either pleaded guilty or were convicted. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the DOJ seized more than $1.4 billion in COVID relief money that was stolen. More than 3,000 people were charged with crimes. 8:41, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
On your dashboard, in your car.
Uh-huh.
A, nothing. B, stuff. If B... if B... You gonna be okay, Candy?
Yes,
she can't stop laughing.
B
stuff.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff? 437-1620, 437-1620. Corollary, okay, extra credit. Mm-hmm. Do you judge people for their stuff or their lack thereof? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, I'm gonna guess. Because I don't think I've ever been in your car.
Nope,
except,
you haven't.
Except when we were testing the... no, that wasn't even you. So, okay, fair enough.
Wow, that hurts.
Yeah. No, because you and Reese had the same car.
Oh, we
so
sure
I temporarily
did. Yeah, yeah.
Had
she has the red one and I
right.
have the yellow one.
I remember
we
testing the noise ordinance
she left.
With
yeah.
her in her car and it was actually her and I realized it. So anyway.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm guessing you are a stuff on the dashboard person.
That would make sense, right? I'm not.
Oh.
I'm an empty dashboard because I get...
I can't
dude,
make sense of that.
I get distracted enough. I don't need anything on my dashboard. I drive like an old lady. I'm always like 10 and 2. I'm so careful. I'm so afraid to, yeah. But I love stuff on other people's dashboard. Like one of my friends, and I'm sure she'll text in here, which is how I met her, has ducks.
Okay,
I see people
yeah.
with the ducks all the time.
Well, Jeep owners have ducks.
Oh, it's a Jeep thing.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a Jeep
okay.
thing.
Yeah, she has a big, cool Jeep, and mine's
it's actually
a smaller
illegal
one.
If you own a sedan to have ducks on the dashboard.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand
no, kidding,
the duck
but,
thing,
you know,
but I oh, sure.
it's a Jeep thing. You
my wife's
understand.
Jeep ducks. That's
See,
so funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
It's yeah, but I love but it. I love seeing other people.
You're a clean dashboard.
I have a clean. I mean, it's full of dust.
Well,
of dust.
Clean. I don't mean clean like it's,
yeah,
it's
you,
uncluttered.
You sure don't.
Not that it's you
yeah.
Know,
I mean, sometimes
shiny.
There's ketchup on it. But not on purpose, you know.
Half a pack of the Taco Bell
no,
sauce.
No, I always got a big bunch of junk in my car, but nothing
but not
on, the,
on
dashboard.
The dashboard.
No,
okay.
I'm afraid 4, to.
437-1620, 437-1620. I drive the Civic, so we don't really have a dashboard per se. It's more of a sloped kind of front mm-hmm. place. It's not, you could, but there's a underneath where the, you know, the RPMs and the gas gauge and the speed, there's a little ledge of sorts, and that counts. Okay, that's part of this conversation. That counts. And yeah, I don't have much there, but I don't know, a long time ago, some people gave me those little painted rocks. You know,
yeah, sure,
that were
sure,
cool.
Sure.
And I've kept those ever since. And so, and I guess you're supposed to give them to other people, but I'm too stingy. I like them too much. So I have two of those on my on my little ledge up there. A long time ago, it used to be my dream to own a 300ZX.
Those are nice. Yeah,
not the specifically the 1992 variant with the right spoiler, not the wrong spoiler, and a turbo, obviously.
I understood all of that. That's bad butt. Yeah,
not that weird one with the air underneath the spoiler. But anyway, I had one of those because a Matchbox car. As like a dream builder
right,
kind of
sure,
thing, you know?
Sure, sure.
And it would go back and forth from side to side when I'd make turns. But it's been a long time since that was
my
true.
Husband
I had
has
kids
a,
and I gave up that dream. So,
my husband has the hula doll.
Oh,
on
all right.
His,
all right.
Right.
Like, not the leg
so
lamp.
Distracting. No,
no,
I.
Okay.
Yeah.
437-1620. So let's see. Got a bunch of texts coming in here. What do we have? I don't even know what I'm missing yet.
Oh, sorry. Just all your great texts.
My truck, nothing. My wife's truck, Jeeps, empty dashboard and dusted. Oh, all right. Organized person. Let's see. No, it looks like trash and it's hard to see sometimes. Let's see. See, I have nothing on my dashboard. A messy dashboard equals a messy, unorganized life. Well, judgy much? Let's see. Here's somebody who says, no stuff, and what the heck is up with the ducks, although I think their H didn't mean heck. Somebody here says it's a Jeep thing. Again, you wouldn't understand. Neither would I, because I don't own a Jeep. Yes, a dirty car full of stuff rolling around and distracting your focus is a no-go. Oh, we got some, you know, I would not have necessarily assumed that all of our, so many of our listeners were clean people, particularly. Candy, let's talk about traffic. I'm going to tell them traffic on the fives, and then we'll come back.
I'm learning about, okay.
Yeah, I see a lot of things
God,
here.
God, dude. All right. Blue Angel and Pine Forest showing an it's just your show. It's just news. Blue Angel and Pine Forest showing an accident. But again, that's been cleared off to the side. It looks like everything has been cleared, but the one slowdown I still see is I-10 eastbound between Harold and Holt. And it looks like I just lost my map. There it is. It is down to one lane still after a vehicle fire this morning. So if you're headed that way, you may want to take 90. Although again, it is moving just real slow at this time. 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip or you want to weigh in, what do you got on your dashboard? News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Have you ever seen, and pardon me for stereotyping here, but it's typically a van, okay? Mm-hmm. An older van, typically. And the entire dashboard has what can only be described as the stuff that never managed to make it to the garbage.
Oh, yeah, like all the fast
food
bags.
The wrappers
and, sure.
And the Whataburger.
See, that's what you would expect to find in my Jeep,
and,
but sometimes
you know,
I have to
a piece of old carpet and some, you know, some baling twine and some, you know, some fishing lures and who knows what's... And when I see that, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. It really, and I think, you know, maybe I ought to call this van in. You know, like, always feels like, how do you live like that in your car?
You're yelling at somebody, you're being the clean police?
I know,
that's funny.
I know. And yet,
no, if I think it's bad.
And yet,
right.
Hilariously, if you look in my car, there's always junk around and stuff around. It's just not on the dashboard,
yeah, my passenger
se.
Side floorboard
yeah,
is...
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it, or
it's
right
covered in
the
what
seat,
Andrew
you know,
hates.
Whatever. Okay, somebody here says, let's see, the question of the day was, do you have a dashboard that has A, clean, or has stuff, and then what kind of stuff, and do you judge people if they're different from you? Somebody here says, a clean dash, I'm super judgmental. Hold on, I moved the text, and there we go. It makes me think you are a hoarder if you have crap on your dash. Somebody here says, the only thing on my dashboard is dust and dog hair. nice. Well, at least you know. Make an inventory. Somebody here says, I have a dashboard cover. What is that, like grandma's... plastic cover over the vinyl sofa or whatever?
Is it a knitted cozy? That's awesome. Okay.
Somebody here says, the only thing on my dashboard is a dead fly. Oh. We changed tone there a little bit. Or it's a warning to the others. Let's see. Oh, somebody sent a picture in of the ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's so cute.
And
look
they
at that.
She explains the duck thing.
Okay. So the and the ducks are what? A message to other Jeep owners or
other,
something?
Yeah, it did. TJ, she goes, you can have one of my ducks, Candy. That's who I was talking about earlier.
Cool.
I love me some
right.
Teej. But she said that Jeep owners will leave other ducks on other people's Jeeps. So, like, if you're a Jeep owner, you just leave
it's
ducks.
Like a message
yeah,
because
I've only seen them in Jeeps. I wondered what that was. That's neato.
I always wonder when they're around and they say things like, duck you. No, duck you! You know, like, is that the way this goes?
That's
the
way
Jeep
my
owners?
Phone does it.
All right.
You know.
Pensacola Morning News, home of the naked dash. Great. I like that.
See, that'll look good on the billboard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Next to me in my tuxedo.
never boring.
Most misleading picture ever. Will you be uploading podcasts soon? Oh, we're having trouble with the website. We change websites and we're just having trouble. I will
tell
you.
I've got them all saved and listed.
Trying. We know. I'm so sorry.
They just changed it over and it will be back up.
Yeah, we will get that fixed.
Thank you.
Let's see. My kid told me yesterday he got an extra ticket when he stopped for having hundreds of water bottles stacked in his floorboard to the seats. He wanted to see how many he could get in. He's 22. That's what you do. Let's see.
See,
only my lunch
kid,
in
kid.
My work van for 2.5 hours at 115 degrees. It's like, what's the sub place where they always offer to heat up your sub for you?
Firehouse Subs?
No, maybe it is, but I'm thinking
Jersey Mike's, Subway.
Quinzano's or Kinzo's or what? Kinzo's, that's our...
Quiznos. But do they even exist anymore?
I don't know. I'm not obviously going there a lot.
Well, as the sub expert, there's not one in Pensacola.
Nothing on my dash. Anything on the dash causes glare. Duck, Jeep. Oh, I kind of like that. That's cute. All right.
That's funny.
437-1620. That's our frivolous topic for the day, which is, by the reason we do this, we started doing this during COVID, like to do something else, you know, and people just love it. It's our most popular segment. We get, you know, 15, 20, 30 calls, texts, whatever. So, you know, it's a chance for these. Are things you could talk about with your coworkers, your kids, your friends. It could be the thing you bring up at the dinner table. You know, that's kind of the idea. Conversation starter. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a genuine expert in the field. 230 homes sold last year. That's amazing. I mean, that's just five a week. I mean, there's some realtors, they'd like to do five a year. Like, I mean, honestly, that's really impressive. And what she does is, I don't know how, but she manages to treat you like you're the only one she's working with. I have no idea. I could not do this. And she wants more. She has capacity, okay? She can expand, and she wants to, and she likes to meet people and talk with them. So you want to know what's the market doing, like in your price range, you know, whether that's 350 or 500 or more or less, whatever. The point is, she can help you with that. You're thinking about buying, whatever. She can guide you, especially if you're a first-time buyer. Man, great resource for a first-time buyer, even if you're just thinking about it right now. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Join Sonia Duckett with Chill Out Cryo Spa today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how today at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You promise to use her as you will?
Certainly.
Not to blast her into space? Until such time as you grow weary of her.
I do.
I do not.
Morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, there is one clip from Nikki Haley that I have not played yet today. Just by sheer, I forgot about it, but I was looking over the clips and saying, is there anything I haven't played? And I should have played this earlier. I'm sorry I didn't, because it is a pretty significant, I think, misstep by Nikki Haley, even though I don't think I disagree with her about it. But it's a it's an unusual one for her to say when she was talking about January 6th and Mike Pence and all of this.
Three quarters of Americans don't want a rematch between Trump and Biden. And we have to face the fact that Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We can't win a general election that way. Governor
Reagan? So here's the thing. I don't think you can. She's not wrong. This is the reason why I think having Trump as the nominee is a problem for the general election. But I mean, you know, willing to say it, you know, I mean, willing to say it. But to an audience that's very pro Trump, clearly based on the way they were reacting.
Just ask a Mr. C. Christie.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And that it's Republicans should understand this because, you know, why did Hillary lose? Well, largely because it was Hillary. Because she has such high negatives. Trump has enormous negatives, right? You know, you can love the man, think he's a great president, and I did think he was a very effective president, but recognize that, you know, there are people who disagree with you. That's why we have a thing called voting. And, you know, the whole point is that he has such high negatives that people will turn out just to vote against him, whereas a lot of other times they might just stay home or they might be willing to hear a candidate from your side. And, like, that's a political strategic, you know, conversation that you need to have, or, you know, thought process you need to have in terms of who you pick as the nominee, basically. But I thought it was, I mean, pretty bold of her to say it, you know, and honest. And that's one of the things I think goes to her credit, is that she is willing to say what she really believes is the relevant thing. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Again, I-10 eastbound between Harold and Holt. Like, if you're heading to Crestview, man, you're going to run into a slowdown there. It's been very slow all morning. It was down to one lane after a vehicle fire, and it still looks like it's down to one lane. Moving slow, but moving at least. But you might be better off maybe taking 90 if you are headed in that direction. That's the only thing I'm seeing right now. Caution wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I looked up Jeep Ducks real quick. Amazon has a store, Jeep Ducks.
Really?
That sells ducks for Jeeps.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so. All right.
Nice. There you are.
I haven't said this yet today, but I think it's important to say. I don't know. If you watch TV news covering the debates from last night, what are you mostly seeing?
Arguments?
Yeah. You're seeing the drama.
The polarizing parts, yeah.
And you're seeing the zingers, right? And look, there was a really good zinger. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy had made the comment about, you know, he's not bought and paid for.
I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
And everybody got all their hackers up and worried about that. And then Chris Christie comes back with, this is probably the best zinger of the night.
Hold on. I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And
yeah, okay. How's that relevant for picking a president? I mean, look, it's entertaining, don't get me wrong. You know, it's entertaining to hear the different jabs and barbs, and, you know, some of them that landed, some of them that failed. But is this a reality show, or is this we're picking the leader of the free world? It just... And I know when I'm covering things, I often cover the dramatic, the entertaining, the whatever, but I'm also trying to educate you about the topic, you know, make sure you understand what's going on. That's more just, you know, salt and pepper for the topic. I genuinely believe that a lot of the coverage of this debate is going to be, you know, here's the zinger, here's the drama, here's the moment where people went, can you maybe just help people figure out who they want to vote for as a, you know, public service or something? 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Time for Future News.
Future News.
All right. President Trump is, you know, going to surrender today to get arrested and apparently going to get a mugshot. Question, will he be selling mugshot NFTs?
Yes.
You know the answer's got to be yes to that question.
And you know they're going to be valuable,
yeah,
too.
That's right.
Yeah, for a little bit anyway.
You know, here, buy your first present ever. You know, anyway. Will,
so weird, though.
Will he be in the second debate, the next debate? Will President Trump participate in the next debate?
I hope so, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think he said he'll skip two. He'll skip two. After that, depends. Will he still, you know, how do the polls look? Depends on whether the promise to vote for the person that wins the nomination and all that's in play or not. Does anybody drop out between here and the next debate?
Yes.
I think Asa Hutchinson actually dropped out before last night's debate.
That's nice.
We'll
be back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio.